Hello and welcome to the St. Dominic Media Podcast, where we strive to bring the power of the gospel to the world. This is our latest episode of Made for Glory, where we give answers to the questions that you have been asking about faith and life. If you enjoy this content, please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Thanks, and here's Made for Glory. Today we're talking about Jordan Peterson and the Catholic Church on Made for Glory. For years, I had been hearing people talk about Jordan Peterson, a psychologist, clinical psychologist from Canada, who up till recently was teaching, was a professor in Canada, and has become universally acclaimed and recognized and sometimes vilified by his words and actions. And he's the author of a couple different books, but probably his most famous book is 12 Rules for Life. So looking at Jordan Peterson, the Jordan Peterson phenomenon of books and talks and lectures, talks about the Bible, about psychology, about philosophy, to ask the question, what does that have to say to us about following Jesus? How can Jordan Peterson, who is not Catholic and is not a believing Christian, how can he inform our faith and our life in Christ? And so looking at those 12 rules for life, I think there's a lot of interesting points that we can begin to take out, because Jordan Peterson is someone who is steeped in mythology, steeped in psychology and philosophy, and he's fascinated by the Bible. That's probably the book that he references more than any other book. And he looks at particularly the Old Testament narratives and stories, the patriarchs and prophets, their struggles, and finds correspondence with our life today, and finds deep mythological importance and meaning and value in those stories. I think it's important for us to recognize that as important as that those insights into Scripture are, that's not the entirety of our belief in Scripture, that we believe in Scripture not because just because it gives us good insights into the human condition, but because it's the inspired Word of God. If you're a fan of Jordan Peterson, or if you've never heard of him at all, to pick out three of his 12 rules for life and see how they can improve our relationship with God. The first is rule number three, which is to befriend people who want the best for you. And I think that's a really interesting insight. And he's speaking this into the lives of people who oftentimes are surrounded by those who don't care about them. Maybe you grew up in a home where people didn't care for you. So what does it mean to befriend people, surround yourself with people who want you to be better? And to me, that speaks ultimately about what it means to be part of the body of Christ, the church. That we believe as Catholics that when you are baptized, you're part of the communion of saints, meaning you're surrounded by what Scripture calls the great cloud of witnesses, men and women who've gone before us, who are in heaven, those who are here on earth, that are praying with and for you, that they're seeking to become holier, they're seeking to become happier and freer in their own lives by following Jesus, and they can help you in that journey as well. So rule number three, I think, speaks to ultimately that invitation that we have to be part of the community that Jesus Christ has established, the church. Another of his rules is rule number eight, which is tell the truth, or at least don't lie. And again, this sounds very, very basic, but I think it's something that we as a society have oftentimes lost. That I can think of myself growing up in school, where I can kind of see the progression as from a little kid to when I got into high school and into college, where cheating used to be something that was taken very seriously among students, and that by the time I got out of high school, it was something that was kind of, as long as you can get away with it, it doesn't matter. And being able to lie, being able to stretch the truth, being able to fib, whatever it takes to make myself feel better or to kind of get past a difficult situation, became the norm. And maybe for us as followers of Jesus, we need to recognize the words of Jesus, let your yes be yes and your no be no, that we follow Jesus who is the truth. And so our lives should reflect that. Our speech should reflect that. That we should seek constantly to be speaking the truth of Jesus Christ, which is the only thing that will set us free. The truth is what sets us free. And a lot of times that means resisting that temptation because of comfort or because of culture or anything around us that leads towards living in the lies, to be able to speak the truth even when it's difficult. And lastly, one of the strangest rules is rule number 12, which Jordan Peterson says, when you encounter a cat in the middle of the road in the street, to pet it. Take time to pet cats, basically, is rule number 12. When I first heard that, I thought it was kind of a strange rule. But to me, it points to a very important view of the world that we need to have. And that's something that faith really leads us into in a deep and profound way, which is to be in awe and wonder of this world. that we're in front of this world that is this great mystery, and we're in a culture and a time, a society, where as soon as you encounter something, even something beautiful, we objectify it. Think about last time you saw a sunset, a beautiful sunset. What's the first thing you probably did? Is you probably took out your phone and took several pictures of it. Maybe you got a picture of yourself in front of the sunset. But when's the last time you encountered something beautiful and just admired it? Just sat in front of it, just allowed it to move your heart, maybe even brought it to prayer. Because I think that that's what this rule, as silly as it sounds, to take the time to pet a cat, which won't make you money, which won't, you know, give you success in this world, is a worthless endeavor, that it begins to open you up to the mystery and the beauty of this world that's around you. And I think that that concentration on the things in this world, as I've heard it described, concentration leads to contemplation. So as we kind of look at these 12 rules for life from Jordan Peterson, that Jordan Peterson, again, not a Catholic, not a Christian. He's got a lot of Christian tendencies in his talks and in his speeches and in his and the discussions that he has with different people. But a lot of what he's striving for begins to maybe open us up to the deeper mysteries of faith. And so following Jesus Christ becomes the fulfillment of any and all rules that we can make, because following Jesus Christ and falling in love with Jesus, having a relationship with him, that's what truly leads to life. Thanks for listening to this episode of Made for Glory from the St. Dominic Media Podcast. Check us out online at stdominicmedia.com or our Facebook page or YouTube channel for more great content, and support us on Patreon at patreon.com/madeforglory. We are so grateful to those who are partnering with us in this mission. We have some great content coming up, so make sure you subscribe to this podcast. And if you enjoy our programming, please leave a review. God bless.